Okay, everybody knows all the things you can do in an Arkansas state park, like hiking, canoeing, mountain biking, swimming, fishing, and so on. But did you know there are almost as many ways to stay? Choose from luxurious lodges, scenic campsites, quirky yurts, and now, camper cabins, an affordable way to get outdoors but still have the comforts of home. More choices mean you can do your park your way. Pick your park and plan your next adventure at ArkansasStateParks.com.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We move to the second half now, and Jonesboro will be kicking off. 25-7, the Hurricane with the lead. 6A East Conference opener for these teams tonight. Don't forget, we're back home tomorrow night, first time in a month. Pine Bluff comes to town next Friday night.
Had me scared there for Hallworth. He said tomorrow night.
Oh, did I say tomorrow night? Yeah.
Nobody signed me up for a doubleheader.
Here's the kickoff to open the second half. Taken at the 14-yard line, and a nice return out across the 30 this time by Logan Walker.
Yeah, he's a pretty good little kick returner.
He is.
He's brave. He sticks his head in there. And so far, always picks up positive yardage.
Bombers will start at the 31-yard line. That'd be kind of tough to play back-to-back nights. I just started last night watching that Saturdays in the South, looking back at the football for over 100 years.
Right.
I watched the first episode last night. I got a bunch recorded. And there was one team, I can't remember, one of those colleges back in around the turn of the century, and they played 7 games in 7 days. Can you imagine?
No, I couldn't imagine. That's not even safe.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's crazy enough the NFL does it once every 4 days.
Yeah. First down for the Bombers to get the second half underway. And the toss up the middle. This is going to be
Gross.
Okay. Gross is going to have a pickup of about 6 out to the 36-yard line.
Did a much better job of getting some push with the offensive line and creating him some space to get upfield before he was touched. You know, that's the key. When you stalemate them at the line of scrimmage and they're getting hands on you right at the line of scrimmage, that's really what can slow this offense down. If you don't get a push, get some positive yardage, and open up some holes for your backs, you get stymied pretty easily.
That was about a 5-yard gain. 2nd and 5 coming up now for this Mountain Home offense. And the toss to Walker. And Walker, not a whole lot of room there. He's going to get a yard, maybe 2. Looks like he got a spot out to the 38, so a pickup of 2. 3rd and short coming up.
You know, but it's a manageable 3rd and short.
Yes.
It's, you know, and that's one of the good things when you start this drive with a 5-yard gain. You know, it really cuts that down on that staying behind the chains or staying ahead of the chains, as you like to call it.
Cardinals have just taken the lead now over the Cubs on a Matt Carpenter home run. 1-0.
Go Cards, go.
You bet. Go Cards, go Rockies this weekend. 3rd and 3 now for the Bombers. Inside handoff, and it is going to be a first down run by about a 0.5 yard as Walker needed to get to the 41. He gets close to the 42-yard line, and the Bombers move the chains.
You know, he really had a head of steam built up, something that we hadn't seen tonight. You know, I don't think he can be tentative in these running plays.
Right.
You've got to bring the wood to your defender, and Walker did that. He put his head down. He's like, this is the hole I'm going to try, and this is where I'm going to go, and he picked up enough for the first down.
At the 42-yard line, a fresh set of downs now for this Bomber offense. Again, Isaac McKay left in the first half. I called him Isaac again. Bryce McKay left with an ankle injury in that first half, and we've not seen him back out there, and he could not put any weight on that ankle as he left the field, and hopefully he'll be ready to go next week.
His teammate Ryan Wood carried him from the locker room.
Oh, really?
Big offensive lineman who is not dressed out tonight carried him out. He's sitting over at the training table. They're still working on that ankle, trying to get the healing process started as soon as they can.
2-yard pickup to about the 44-yard line. It's 2nd and about 8 here for Mountain Home. Operating right to left here in this third quarter of action. 9:17 left in the third. Bombers down 25-7. Here's the toss to Gross, and gets hit at the line of scrimmage, spins out of that, and then is going to make his way across the 45 to the 46-yard line to pick up of about two. That was a hard-fought two.
It was a hard-fought two, and that hand from the defender got really close up around his neck and face mask. Jonesboro was very lucky that there wasn't a personal foul added to that game.
Third down here for Mountain Home, third and about six from their own 46. They've got to get just about to the 48 of Jonesboro to move the chains. Third and six for the Bombers. Inside handoff is to Gross and tries to spin out of the tackle. Keeps the legs driving. Makes it to the 50. It's going to be fourth and less than two. And I'm sure we'll see the offense stay out there for this one.
It did a really good job. That's that counteraction coming back and running with a purpose this time. You know, there's been some plays where he's still feeling his way back around the football field. You know, he did not go through the preseason. He actually came back to the team around week two of the season, so he's had, you know, a lot less reps to get ready than the rest of the guys on the team, and you can just see him growing in confidence with every carry that he gets.
Fourth and two, inside handoff goes to the fullback. Bojay falls ahead, and he's got the first down. He had to get to the 48, and he gets to the 47.
He did a great job of what he did. He contacted the defender, but then he rolled. So the initial contact was much short of the yard to gain, but it was that roll and keeping his legs going that got the first down.
So the Bombers with back-to-back first downs to start this second half. And another first down.
You know, this game right here, this is kind of real game that would be easy to try and say shut it down at halftime. But we're not seeing that from these kids. You know, we're getting the push now. We're moving the football. Best drive of the night.
You bet. Inside handoff. Boy, well played by the defense of Jonesboro as the big nose guard, Nate Light, grabs Logan Walker and throws him for a loss.
Nate Light is not an appropriate name. I don't know what he weighs, but he's every bit of
6'1 and 260.
Oh, I would have put him heavier than 260. I was going to give you at least 280, maybe approaching 300, but he's a good-looking athlete.
He is. Walker gets a spot to the 48, so it was a loss of one. He wound up about 7 yards behind that. But so it's second and 11 now for Mountain Home. They're behind the chains, and obviously it's not where you want to be, especially after that first down play. So second and 11. Quick snap count. And back to pass is Stockton. Looking right and incomplete, but we got a flag, another flag coming in, and I believe we're going to have a pass interference call. Well, let the official sort it out, but with those two flags coming in at the same play, the receiver was on the ground. I think that's what we're going to get here.
Definitely look like they impeded his progress to the football. That's a nice throw.
It was.
But I'm not so sure. We've got another flag in the backfield.
Oh,
and this may be a late hit on Stockton because he got pasted. And the Jonesboro guys did get up and help him out, but I'm pretty sure this is two fouls on Jonesboro.
Pass interference is going to be declined, and then you take the personal foul, the roughing the passer, good call there, and that's the 15-yarder, and it moves the ball to the 33, and it's a first down. So a first down for Mountain Home, their third of the drive. They only had three in the first half.
So very resilient.
Yes. First down for this Mountain Home offense. From the 33, the toss comes to the near side. Logan Walker, first man missed, and then he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. He's stopped there.
That play looked like it had a lot more potential, and the guy just reached out and got him by the jersey.
He did, didn't he? Don't know what's going to happen with the rest of it, Sonny, but I'll tell you what, we won't go ahead and name this our drive of the game. They're moving the ball well. Drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, call Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. 5:38 left in this third quarter. The Bombers down 25-7. A nice opening drive of the second half. They've used over 6.5 minutes now off the clock. And the handoff inside, and there's another one of those rugby scrums, and the Bombers going to move the pile for about a 3-yard gain to the 30.
Good job of getting a push and, you know, making some room. Some guys coming in behind, giving a little push to Boje on the carry.
Pick up a three to the 30-yard line. So third and seven now for this Bomber offense. Tatum Bashirs will bring the play in from the sideline. He had a pick six in the first half. That's the Bombers' only score. Went 29 yards. Bashirs will be at the fullback position. Gross and Walker also in the backfield. Third and seven. And the toss is to Walker. He is going to pick up about two to the 33. So fourth down coming up now for this Bomber offense. Picks up two to the 28, I should say. So fourth and about four and a half coming up here.
And this is probably for sure four down territory. Now, Dawson Tabor does have a big leg. I was at practice the other day. Saw him make from 40. Saw him miss from 45. The kick had the length. He just had the accuracy was off a little bit. But I think what you want to do here is continue to burn up this clock. I mean, this is really impressive how long that we've kept control of the football. And take away and limit Jonesboro's opportunities.
Big fourth down play for the Bomber offense once again. Five-man front for Jonesboro. Fourth and about four here from the 28. And Stockton wants to pass. He's under pressure. Floats it right side. It's up for grabs. It's intercepted. There were, well, it looked like one white jersey to about three black jerseys there. And Jonesboro is going to come up with the interception.
Yeah, it had pressure in his face immediately on that play. And once they got that penetration, that blew up the original receiver, which was out in the flat. Walker was releasing out there in that play that they like to throw to McKay. So he took the secondary option and went a little deeper and then unfortunately took another big hit.
An 8-minute, 12-second drive unfortunately ends at the 14-yard line with the interception. But a nice drive to start the second half. And like you said, Sonny, he was, like I mentioned during the play, he was under distress almost immediately. So the defense back on the field. Jumper will
pass.
Flushed out of the pocket to the right side on the run, and it's going to be incomplete. Making the diving attempt for the catch was Dryden Bartels just off his fingertips.
He laid out like Superman on that one.
He did, didn't he? So second and 10 coming up now for Mountain Home.
I find it interesting with a three-score lead that you're coming out and firing the football around.
Yeah. I think you might run the clock a little bit. Talbert, one of those defensive tackles, has to come out. His helmet came off, so he's out for at least one play here. Jumper to pass, and this one is complete and immediately tackled by Sorrells, who came up from that corner position to make the hit. The gain to the 22, and the receiver is hurt. I'm not sure if that was who that was. The receiver is still down now that caught the pass for Jonesboro. That's, I think that's Wagner. We've not called his name. I think that's the first time we've called his name. They've got a doctor here on scene, and they called him out immediately. So this young man is shaking up pretty bad. They tend to him. We'll take a break with 3:29 left in this third quarter. It's 25-7 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank, coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking, means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi. This publisher was born in Arkansas City and endured the flood of 1927. He would later create Jet and Ebony magazines. Know who? Find the answer and much more by visiting deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before. For the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word. Because sarcoma is cancer. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is bringing hope to the families whose lives have been turned upside down by a cancer they had never heard of until diagnosis. Please join us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.org.
Do you want the job done or the job done right? If you're hiring for your business, you want it done right. You want Glassdoor. Simply post your job on Glassdoor and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. Glassdoor only matches you with the best applicants, so you can find the right fit faster in half the resumes. Plus, they're 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
And actually, we're coming to you from the studio right now as they're still attending to that injured player out at Cooksey Johns Stadium. Matt Sharp joining you. Just want to keep you up to date what else is going on tonight. Over on KTLO AM right now, it is in the top of the fifth, and the Cardinals do have a 1-0 lead on the Chicago Cubs. Matt Carpenter hit a solo shot for St. Louis in the last inning. And also right now, Milwaukee is up on Colorado 2-1 in the top of the sixth. The Brewers do have two outs, but they also have a runner on third base, so it could be 3-1 if the Rockies are not careful. Real quickly, take a look at what else is going on in the 6A East real quick. Searcy is leading Jacksonville by a score of 49-0 in the third quarter. Also right now, actually that game may have gone final. Let me see if it has. And it has. Searcy won that game 49-14. The Mercy Rule went into effect in that game. Also, Pine Bluff, I believe, is leading Sylvan Hills right now in at halftime, 7-0. And also in the third quarter, at halftime, that is, Marion is up on West Memphis by a score of 20-6. And on the local level, Melbourne is leading Yellville Summit 35-0 at halftime. Well, we'll take another break, and we'll get you to action as soon as we can. Right now, it is Jonesboro leading Mount Home in the third quarter, 25-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, they get Dawson Wagner off the field, the wide receiver for Jonesboro, and looked like they'd not only wrapped up that left arm, looked like it'd been some kind of air cast or something on that left arm. It didn't look good, so they've got him off the field now, and
And George pops a big one on the first play.
He picks up an 19-yard gain out to the 42-yard line. So first down for the Hurricane. Here's George once again. He's put on a show tonight. He's impressive. Still on his feet, dragging another tackler with him for a couple of yards. Another first down run into Bomber territory at the 44-yard line.
Just showed some tremendous agility. He had a tackler down around his ankles. And, you know, you do bear crawls and things like that in practice. And you always wonder, how's that ever going to pay off? Well, it paid off right there because he put a hand down and kept his feet moving and got 7 or 8 more yards.
A 19-yard gain and then a 14-yard gain, so it's a first down for the Hurricane. They hand it off to him again. Starts inside, bounces it to the left, outside, and coming up is Lawson Stockton. Makes initial contact, grabs the jersey, doesn't let him loose, and pulls him down, but it's still an 8-yard gain to the 36-yard line.
You know, I'd give him about 25 carries a night.
Well, I would, too. Nobody can tackle him. Second and about 2 here for the Hurricane. Jumper looks over to the sideline, getting the play signaled in. Still 12 seconds left on the play clock. Second and 2 at the Mountain Home 36. Play action. Jumper wants to pass, rolling to his right, and is complete to the 30-yard line. First down catch is made. It was Henry Blake that makes the catch.
Gage Lindsay in pursuit and made the tackle for the Bombers.
So first down to the 28-yard line. Handoff is straight ahead, and
Bojay leading the charge.
Yeah, well played that time. They bring in that third-string running back, Charlie Long. He's going nowhere. A gain of about 1.
Aaron Talbert in there as well.
I'll say they brought the ambulance in. They're going to take Dawson Wagner immediately to the hospital to get that arm checked out. We saw him. That's why I missed that last play. I was watching the ambulance come in. Second down at 8. Play action again for Jumper. Wants to go long. Here's a flag. A diving catch is incomplete. It hit the ground. And we're going to have another holding call against Jonesboro, it looks like.
If you look at Talbert's jersey right now, you can just see that it's been practically pulled off.
So they'll back this up from the spot of the foul, which is the 29, moves it back to the 39-yard line. 12-yard penalty. It's going to bring up second down from the 39. They've got to make it to the 19, so second and about 20 here for the Hurricane. 1:14 left in the third quarter. Jonesboro leads it 25-7. Handoff is George once again. He's bouncing off tacklers and takes it inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and about 8 here for the Hurricane.
Brings up third down.
I don't know why. Like you said, Sonny, you don't give that ball to Albert George about every play.
Well, especially in this situation, you know.
I'll give it to him here. Starts up the middle. Has a carry inside the 20. He's got a first down run about the 17-yard line.
Picked up a great block from one of the receivers. Got in there and turned a guy and opened that alley up for him to run through.
It's a first down at the 18 is where they mark him down. That is the 15th first down of the night for Jonesboro. 23 seconds left in the period. This has been a long game. It's already 9 o'clock, and we haven't even started the fourth quarter yet. There's about a 3-second differential between the play clock and the game clock, so they do have to snap it here. Jumper on first down to pass, looking right, touchdown. That's Bartels in the end zone with the 18-yard touchdown pass, his second TD catch of the night.
Really split the seam on the zone right there. And once he split the defenders, he was wide open. Just took an accurate throw to get it in there for the score.
It comes with 1 second left in this third quarter. The extra point attempt is up, and it is good. We'll break with 1 second left in the third. It's 32-7, Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro, it's 32-7. Jonesboro leads it. Here's the kickoff. Bombers will take it at the 8-yard line. Logan Walker with a nice return across the 25 to about the 28, 29. That's where the Bombers will start when we get the fourth quarter underway after this break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, we move to the fourth quarter now. Mountain Home will start at their 29-yard line after the kickoff. And so anyway, we're going to see some new personnel out there for Jonesboro. Not everybody. Now, we do still see the young man that's committed to Arkansas, Deshaun Stewart, but there's still some new faces out there.